Hit record. Oh my god! Did you hear
the
burp?
That there's a little recording thing in the top corner.
Oh, is it blinking?
Yeah, it says recording.
Well, then it's recording. Cue music. I love the cue music.
Yeah.
Emily, welcome everybody. This is Dad So Hard
with your faithful hosts Danny McCartney
and Vinny Dunleavy, and we are back.
I up there, I never say my name first.
You never do. I liked it. I'm trying to actually pause more,
keep you on your toes,
and speak slightly slower.
Ah, I feel like this is deja vu from like a year ago.
Listen, we're making attempts in the production of this podcast to be better for our dads and moms and soon to be dads and people who don't have any kids, all of our fans out there. We're really working on being better at this. So we appreciate your patience, love, and support.
Yes.
We are here. We are two dads, two friends, two working corporate executives.
I like being called an executive.
Yeah, we're big time executives. We have direct deposits that come in every few weeks. I'm on a two. Are you on a 2-weeker? Like every 2 weeks?
No, first and the 15th, which I kind of hate.
Yeah, actually, it's basically every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it's not.
Well, not because it's twice a month. So,
it's weird.
My wife's on a monthly. That's the worst.
Once a month. That's awful.
And once a month. Originally,
I didn't like this pay schedule, but now I kind of have grown to like it because the paychecks are a little bigger. Because of the way it's spread out, like you get more paychecks a year. I get less.
Like, yeah. You get 24, I get like 26.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah. So, we're two working guys and we're here talking dad life and everything that it is to be a dad in this world that we're coming off of. It's actually been two. And if you've been listening to us faithfully, Danny, do you know the number of this episode?
57.
Oh. Okay, so technically, it actually could be like 58 or 59, but we technically are calling it 56.
There was a few episodes we didn't count, right?
Correct.
Episode.
And we had some breaking news ones. So but this is 56, and we're coming off like a 2.5-week break because in our mantra of work hard, play hard, and dad harder, I almost forgot one of those. But work hard, play hard, and dad harder. Danny and I have been focusing on the working hard the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And our schedules have not been in sync.
This is a crazy time of year too. Like as we approach like the holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Hanukkah.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day was another one. Yep. Yep.
I know there's a lot of Sukkot in the Jewish tradition.
Totally.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot of holidays.
I totally knew about that one.
No clue what it is. I do. I mean, I know what I know. I can describe it to you, but I don't know why it
exists. You're well versed.
I'm well versed in all the holidays. So we are coming off here in New York. I do have a big story that I don't know. Today's episode, we're going to go through a couple different things. Have you recently been following me on social media, Danny?
Touch and go.
Okay. So last, I am as a father, and I do think
an event that you were at.
Oh no, there was a fundraiser. I went to a fundraiser on Saturday night at my friend's house. But prior to Saturday night, my daughter about 2 weeks ago, we got a notice at home saying for the upcoming week there were some problems with the heat at the school.
Yes,
and the kids
followed that.
So for the people who have not followed me on social media, give a little background. So on the 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, we got a notice: dress the kids, bundle them up for the classroom because the heat in their school is a little weak, and we need to make sure they're warm while they sit in the classroom to learn. So I don't think anybody
was also like a freak out of cold. So.
Well, it happened to be a very cold week, but I don't think anybody.
I'll play devil's advocate.
So I was like, okay, no big deal. Get them dressed up and get them to school. Wednesday night, we get a notice that school was starting on a 2-hour delay.
Okay.
I thought there was an impending snowstorm and that it was an actual district-wide delay. I go to work.
And it was just your school?
Yes. So we come home and we found out by the school, the kids, that every classroom has a temperature gauge. And the kids were playing guess the temperature of the classrooms. So Danny, if I was to give me, what do you think was the coldest classroom that my kids reported to me? What temperature?
65.
As the coldest? 65. It's like a heat wave. What are you talking about?
In the winter? That's freezing.
No, remember, it was 30 degrees outside. So one of the classrooms was registering at a balmy 35 degrees.
Come on.
No, this is all real. 35. Another one was at 40.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, a 65 degree room
is still freezing.
Is very cold.
Correct. So consequently, even though they had a
winter.
Even though they had a delayed start, there were kids, they couldn't use the classroom. So then kids were doubling up in classrooms, going to the library. Now, if anybody knows where I live,
that's crazy.
It's nuts. And I talk about this. We've talked about, I'm on the North Shore of Long Island.
Yep.
I am in New York State. I am in Nassau County. Nassau County is one of the highest tax counties in like the world. This is where like we pay. It's like ridiculous. So like I could believe that in say a lesser county, one that we would maybe call a CD county, lower income, that I could see schools falling apart. I could see maybe some asbestos on a wall, you know, maybe a temperature gauge broken. That is not where I'm living. I'm living in a world where the school district should be more of a country club for what's happening here. Jeez. So, I'm paying cash dollars here. So I was not happy.
Vinny's the my taxes pay your salary guy.
Oh yeah. I also want to hold people accountable for like what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, another couple little quick backstories as to what went into my eruption on Thursday night. I recently, in my effort to be part of the school and, you know, be a very active dad, wanted there's four outside basketball hoops of the playground of the school. And two of them, since for the 3 years I lived here, have not had nets on them.
Oh my
God. If I was to say to you, Danny, where do you see basketball, outdoor basketball hoops without nets? And where, what kind of communities do you see no nets on a basketball hoop?
Oh, I mean, mine.
Staten Island. Good point. Listen, and no offense, but it's again,
there's no need for a net though.
No, you want a little swoosh action when you hit the
ball. No, see, I'm a chain link guy.
I'll take a chain link. That's still a net.
All right.
I'm talking just the orange rim is not anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of all of my parks growing up.
Correct. And there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not. It doesn't say like, ooh, aspirational, I want to go to that school playground.
Okay.
It says like that's like no, like it's like that's not where you like it's not a good look. So right. I decided to try about 2 months ago. I wrote to the PTA and I said, listen, out of the kindness of my heart, I'm going to buy some basketball nets and can I put them up on the school? I live 5 feet from the school.
So you did that?
No. I was promptly told that apparently there's a code for basketball nets in the school district and they needed to investigate if one, I was able to buy them. If two, there were what the type of nets that they should be is, and then right. Three, if I was allowed to put them up. Weeks go by, I get told, well, we think you can, but we have to figure out exactly the type you should buy, and you may have to have the facilities guys officially put it. Now, if I put this up on the weekend, they're not going to cut it down, but I was like, whatever.
They might.
Well, so a couple weeks go by, nothing happens. I see the principal at Halloween in the hallway, and I say, yo, Prince, what's the deal with the basketball nets? Can I give them to you? And she's like, you can give them to me, but we'll put them up. Facilities will have to do it. I said, fine.
Okay. Yeah. So, we're paying these guys.
$19.99 later, Amazon, not a big deal. Boom. Get the nets. They're up in the playground. And everybody's loving them. And it's
talk of the town. Basketball rims have nets now.
Correct. But you know, the problem is, I should have spray painted my name on it. So now I'm, because I'm like, I am who I am. I have to say to everybody, love those nets.
Yeah, it's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode with the donated by Anonymous.
Oh yeah, and I'm anonymous.
You have to let you can't be anonymous.
Oh, I can't know.
You want to be anonymous, but you need everyone to know that you're anonymous.
100% correct. I want nobody to know that I did it, but I want everybody to know that I did it.
Exactly.
It's the altruistic part of my personality.
Yeah.
I volunteer, and then I need to put it on social media to let people know what a great person I am, and I'm volunteering. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, I should have taken a picture of these nets and been like, I did that. So I did that, but anyway, that annoyed me.
A video of yourself putting them up.
Correct. So then the playground, another thing is they just got this, all the people donated to put a new playground at the school. And this one roller thing broke on the playground, like a roller. There was like a roller slide and one of the rollers broke. So I go, and I'm there on the weekend. So I take a picture of it, send it to the PTA. They're like, we'll let facilities know. The next couple of days it gets fixed.
Yep.
And there's these bolts in it. Well, know how they fixed it? They took a piece of wood and they put a piece of wood in the roller.
Okay.
So this is a $100,000 playground.
Yeah. This is all at the school?
This is all at the school. This is happening. I'm already like, I go on the weekends with Emily and I'm fed up.
Yeah. All right. Now let's get to the temperature.
Okay, Thursday night, I didn't come home right away, which is part of the problem. I went to, I had drinks after work with a couple friends.
Okay.
Catching up on life.
You had a little liquid courage in you.
Liquid courage. And I think and right before I met with them, or maybe I was there. But I think I got there at 5:30. It was an early bird special.
Yeah.
And while I was sitting there, we got an email alert from the school district that school is closed the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Thursday at 5:30. School's closed the next day. What's going on here?
Yes.
Well, because they need to fix the heat. They don't need anybody in the school. The school doesn't have any heat. And they're going to be working around the clock to fix it. And
I remember this.
And it goes. So I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm just, so now it's Thursday night and I am out of my mind.
Yeah.
Pissed. And I believe, so what I do Thursday night is the new superintendent of schools, who I do like, this guy. And he's a nice guy, and he's only been here 6 months, so he inherited this pile. He's on Instagram. There's a lot on Instagram. So I go onto Instagram.
You were sending him the pictures?
No. So the first thing I did is I go into Instagram, and I drop some DMs to the school accounts. And I was like, yo, what is happening here? Don't just post things about the school. Why don't you post the school needs to be fixed? So I'm just like hot under the collar. This is unacceptable. You're giving parents like 12 hours notice. And why is it closed?
Well, and it's frustrating because now for like, you have an au pair, okay, but parents that don't have like,
what do they do?
You have to, now someone's got to take off work if you're both working parents, and you got to figure out what to do with your kid because they can't go to school.
Correct. Well, they
should be going to school.
Well, and this is where you're going to be shocked, Danny. There were some things I've learned. And so there was a lot of things I learned in this process of what actually people cared about and what I cared about. I was aggravated there wasn't a plan. Like, there's five other buildings in this district. You can't put the kids in another school. Like, I don't understand. Like, if the school had a catastrophic
failure. Is that a thing?
Well, what would, if the school had to shut down for 2 weeks, what are they going to do? Just not have my kid in school?
Yeah, but I guess like a day.
They didn't know when it was going to be fixed.
Oh, okay.
You had no clue what he was going to keep canceling one day at a time?
Well, the frustrating thing is that they're like that day or however long it takes, like let's say it was 2 days, like they have, like the schools have a budget of days that they can take, like there's
correct
the snow days, like
yeah.
And those are now if you have a snow day, they're not going to take it.
Listen, there's a whole nother, the ramifications of this,
yeah.
Plus the fact that like you had the kids
or
in school,
they're going to go that much further into the summer.
Right. Correct, but the kids were in school all week anyway when it was freezing cold. So the whole thing. So I dropped this guy some DMs, dropped the PTA. I put on Facebook. I also walked, so I had to take my dog for a walk. So in the notice, it said that it was around the clock coverage trying to fix it.
Yeah, this was pretty funny.
So I walk the school, and I walk around the school, and I start taking pictures of the school, and I see nobody. I did happen to see one.
You needed to take better pictures. You like your pictures were just like random, like you needed to. I don't know.
If you lived here, listen. I'm not a I'm not a news photographer. And I took photos of the school's like a big pitch.
No, I know.
They weren't the best photos, but when I was heated walking the dog, the one photo that would have been the pièce de résistance would have been the janitor peeing on the side of the building because the guy was taking like a piss break outside the door, which it happens. I can't fault him for it, but whatever. So,
fixing the heat.
I wasn't fixing it. So I post all these photos. I get everybody's attention the next day. So the PTA is like, oh, I talked to the I'm now DMing the superintendent of schools. I was like, listen, this should be an Instagram story. Why don't you post this on Instagram? He does an Instagram post. The PTA is like, oh, look, Vinny, he did an Instagram post. I go, yeah, I know. I told him to. So like,
he reposted.
No, I asked, I said, why don't you make an Instagram post saying school's closed and tell us what's happening? Cause the, I'm not hearing anything.
I thought you meant you convinced him to post the pictures that no one was working on.
No, no, mine were being shared on Facebook. Like it was nobody's business. So, but he was, but we had a conversation. He called me, he made time for me. I had to leave work early to take care of my kids. Took him to the mall, but I ended up talking to him. We actually have a sit down in a couple weeks. And as I said to my wife,
good luck to him.
I know this is the best part. So a couple things that came out that were funny. Number one, Elisa goes, like, what's your agenda with this?
Yeah, what's your end game? Like, what do you want to happen out of this?
What do you think my end game is? What do you guess what this end game is?
And a written apology?
No, this is like 5 to 6 years I'm planting the seeds for my own run for school board. Where like I'm like there's always a secondary agenda.
Yeah.
So people in Port, watch out. I'm just going to keep being involved in this school and making change. I have big plans that I'm not going to reveal yet, but they will be revealed once I get my, once I lay them all down.
Like,
so,
city council or something.
Oh, it's going to be, well, my dad, I'm going to follow my father's
it's in your blood. It's in your blood.
So, but what was funny was what I was concerned about, I was more annoyed that like there wasn't a plan. And like this also, the school had just had an addition put on last year. So my issue also was if you just built an entirely new wing of the school,
it should be perfect.
Nobody decided the town just spent all this money. Now, granted, the new superintendent was not there for that, but that just shows you how when people build shit, everybody's ripping everybody off, right? It's America. That's what happens. People cut corners. Nobody checks valves. And I mean, you should be putting money in infrastructure before you build another wing of the building. But yeah. What was funny was a lot of parents, when I actually said to your point earlier about like how it's an inconvenience for people who don't have childcare.
Right.
It was surprising to me how a number of the moms and some dads were on my Facebook feed, but a number of the moms were like, you know what? That's the parents' problem. Because you should always be prepared for these kind of emergencies and parents should have an A, B, and C plan for backup childcare. And to me, it took me by surprise that people were not as empathetic to that argument.
That sounds like people that don't have kids saying that.
No. These are people with kids and some lived in other states that were just like, listen, things happen all the time. It's on you to own and be prepared for picking it up the slack.
Whatever.
Listen, I have to say, I think us dads are more supportive of these moms out there, but it was, and that may be controversial.
That's a wild take.
I know. Yes. The other thing is some of the other moms were leaning more into that this is delaying the kids and all the academics that they missed. And like, we're more complaining about, well, my point with that is you got to deal with that issue, but that's like, you deal with that in 5 months. Cause right now we should be more pissed at like the school, this shouldn't be happening at all. What's going on here, people?
So, you know, I can't get over the people that are like, well, that's on the parents. It's not the school's problem. Okay, well, that's like at the very smallest level, like when people get mad at like fucking the McDonald's cashier that fucked up their order. It's like, well, you should be prepared to not get a correct order from McDonald's.
Yeah, they go like, well,
you know what I mean? Like you shouldn't get mad at the cashier. Like it's not their problem that they fucked up your order. You should be prepared to not get to get a burger when you order chicken nuggets.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Like, so, you should just be okay with people not doing their jobs.
And I think, and the thing is, my thing is like hold people like,
People need to be held accountable.
My point is hold people accountable, and it's not emotional.
Yeah,
it's not rational.
Accountability.
It's based on facts. I'm like, listen. We all have jobs. This guy's been in this job 6 months, and I'm like, you stepped into a pile of shit. But I'm here, as somebody in this community, to give you straight up what the story is on the streets. I'm like, the streets are talking, and this is what they're saying.
Yeah,
and the streets are not happy with Manor Haven Elementary School not having heat. And I wanted him to know because I live in the streets. I'm bringing it real.
Vinny's from the streets where they only have the finest of cloth nets on their basketball rims.
I don't even play basketball. I mean, that's
of course you don't.
No, but it's for $20. I can walk around now and say I donated basketball nets. People don't know how much
just hanging out by the fucking basketball courts. Yeah, you like those? You like those hoops you're playing on? You like those nets? Yeah. I bought them.
Everybody's good.
Go ahead, check out the thread count.
Heavy duty Spalding.
Yeah,
only the best. So that was my previous weekend. But I want to encourage everybody out there to
get involved in their communities
and use social media to make a difference. Social media is at your disposal to make a change. There's one thing I've learned by this from this president is that we can put it out on social,
make it happen,
and it gets reactions in the real world, in the IRL. Social media can actually affect the real world, everybody, if you do it the right way.
Annoying the shit out of people until something happens.
Correct. So speaking of social media, though, now we talked about this. I'm almost thinking like about a year ago in one of our episodes, we were introduced to the concept of hustle porn. Do you remember this?
No.
If I say to you hustle porn, you don't remember this at all.
Hustle porn?
Correct.
No.
You don't remember hustle porn at all?
If you ask me, if you keep asking it, it's not going to make me remember it.
Let's do it.
That's like when you're playing Pictionary and you just keep drawing the same thing over and over again, and I keep guessing the same thing. It's like, so it's not going to make me get it.
So I'm going to challenge you, even though you don't remember it is, if I said to you the term, if you read an article, because I'm going to, if I said to you, oh, this guy was talking about hustle porn, what do you think? What could you imagine that is?
And then hustle porn?
Yeah.
Like getting excited about working hard?
Oh, I'm going to give you 5 stars for that answer, Danny.
All right.
So, because it is. So hustle porn specifically is when people are so excited about working hard, they flaunt that on social media and to praise themselves of how awesome they are. So it's like when you're putting out there, look at me working.
Was this like Mark Wahlberg? Does that sound about right?
I think we talked about last time it was Mark Wahlberg. Was it that other guy who ran a company who was talking about like people.
Evernote,
yes. And he was like, stop the hustle porn.
Yeah.
There is a movement in Silicon Valley where a lot of these big guys are like, yo, young douchebags, stop the hustle porn. And one of these guys who's out there against it, or has been recently talking about it because he's back to work, is this guy Alexis O'Hanahan, I think it is, or O'Hanian. He's the managing partner at Initialized Capital and was the CEO of like Reddit for like forever. And the reason why it came up is, although he is anti-hustle porn and he likes to call guys out for doing this, he is more right now fighting for paternity leave in this country. And so his big thing is his wife
have paternity leave.
No, he wants every company to be required to give a full-time employees 6 months of full paid paid leave when you have a baby. So you would get 6 months off of fully paid leave. I would get it. The wives would have it. Whoever would get it It's a lot, but you figure it out. And I would do it. I would take it. And that
take it, but that's a lot.
Do I think 6 months is a lot? Maybe I'd say four to six would be. I'd be happy with four. Four would be good.
Yeah.
But the point is, the fact is, like right now, guys only get like two, and women get like six plus. Most dudes don't get any. Right?
Guys get 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm saying 2 weeks. Yeah. So I do think like, listen, if you want to get more than 2 weeks, you got to say you want 17 weeks. You know what I mean? You have to ask big. So I applaud him for fighting.
Technically, I think I only get a week.
Don't have any more kids.
You get a month now.
No, I get 13 weeks. My company stepped it up.
Even more?
Yeah, we get 13. If we go for number three, I get 13 weeks paid off. And I'm taking every one of them.
When did that change? This past year?
No, yeah, it changed like a year ago.
Before I left is when they upgraded it to a month. It was actually right after I had COVID.
Now it's like 13 weeks.
They upped it to a month.
Yeah. I mean, my ammunition is closed. There's no gun in there. There's no bullets in this revolver.
Yeah.
So we're not having any more breaking news alert, everybody. Zero. We are done with two. But I applaud the effort. And I think one of the main things he's talking about is that he came back from his.
What if you adopt? Do you get a month off?
Yes, you do, because you're considered a caregiver. Awesome. Yeah. And
you got to adopt a kid at like age 5. Take 2 months off.
That's actually
they're going to school every day.
Because I don't think it's tied to the age of the kid you adopt. You adopt a teen. I'm going to adopt a college kid.
Send him off to college and take a 2-month vacation.
I need a sabbatical, please. Yeah. That's a brilliant. Oh, that maybe. Listen, nobody in HR listening to these policies put any age gating on the adoption. But I appreciate what one of the things that caught when I listened to this podcast. So he was on this podcast, Recode Decode, that I love. And one of the things he talked about, which to me is a big part of what we try to do on this podcast, is he talked about how when he went back to work, he was interviewed at a conference, and this one reporter, the first question she asked him was, so what? How being an executive, like how difficult is it managing being a dad and your work-life balance? And people, like, it was a reaction where he loved answering the question, but he noted it. He was like, at that time, 35, this guy's successful. He's like, nobody, he's never actually had been in a meeting where he heard a male executive ask that question, nor had it been asked. And that to me was what I loved about what he was talking about is this idea. Oops, that's our timer.
Your phone.
Yeah, sorry, I put a timer on. This idea that, like, men, and he goes, you know what? I'm out here talking about it because I have a hustle and I've been successful. So I have the ability to role model and say, you know what? I have my kid, my wife, and his wife had some complications in the pregnancy after it was born. And so he's like, and he took it, but he's like, you can have it all. There's a balance of working hard, playing hard. And at least I would classify it as he's an example of work hard, play hard, and dad harder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And to me,
at the very least, work hard, dad hard.
Correct. Exactly. And there's a balance there. So my dad of the week, award, which we give out weekly here in this podcast.
Yeah, if you're listening, you're very familiar with our Dad of the Week award that we give out.
Yep. So Alexis O'Hanahan, you are our Dad of the Week, and we salute you. Our hats.
If you're not watching, I just saluted.
Yep, our hats are off. And if you are interested in hearing more about this guy,
and if you have anyone else that you want to nominate for Dad of the Week, please reach out to us. Send us your nominations. Yeah. You can do that via social media, Instagram, Facebook, Dad So Hard at Dad So Hard Podcast, Twitter at Dad So Hard Pod, email dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com, or via our website, wearedadsohard.com.
Drop us a DM. We've recently, Danny, we got some inbound emails tonight on the Dad So Hard Podcast. There's a lot of people clamoring to be interviewed by Danny McCartney and Vinnie Dunleavy.
Yeah.
And we got a couple more. So people, we may have some big stuff kind of happening, or we may just...
Anyone I know?
No, I don't know who they are. No, it requires us to read a book because they're people who wrote books.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm not reading a book. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, we don't want to let... I don't think that's the way we should alert our inbound guests that we're not interviewing them, because they're asked, like, what else do we need? Well, we may need... How about a Cliff Notes version of the book?
100%. I'll buy the book. I'll read Cliff Notes. If there's a Wikipedia page, I'll check that out. But other than that,
I'm not. You're not buying the book. We should be getting a complimentary copy.
Yes, I agree.
Which, speaking of complimentary things, have you yet to mail the T-shirt? No. So I mean, we'll get there. Patriot Heart Media. You know who you are. It's coming.
Well, everyone knows who he is because you just said it.
Yeah, rock with Doc. Find him on the gram, everybody. He's great. Listen, before we go, there's one other thing that caught my eye today in the world of podcasts, and what I think.
Oh, that's the article you sent me.
I want to find out if any dads out there, please, please write Danny and I about this, because we may.
I don't know that I want to know.
Well, I don't know. There's a whole. There's things wrapped up in this that I don't know. So
podcast porn.
We're talking about podcast porn. Music, or maybe more to your ears. In the New York Post,
it's like everything. This, I don't know. It seems like we're taking a step back as society. Like, this seems like we're going to back to 1-800 numbers. you know what I mean?
I know. I mean, it's shocking that then it got me thinking, like, oh, is there like an astrology podcast where it's like Miss Cleo is out there on the pod just dropping knowledge? Well, I know, but is there a new Miss Cleo with a podcast?
Call me now.
Yeah, here we are, everybody. Today is a Tuesday, and I'm feeling spicy. So the podcast porn, if anybody hasn't heard of this, well, if you heard of it, let us know. But apparently,
listen to it.
keep it to yourself.
Yeah, apparently to the fine journalists. Yeah, the fine journalists at the New York Post are revealed to me that it's on the rise. And what I love about it is the there's a GIF on the picture with the key words of "Oh my pod." Jesus. I mean, is that not the best? Can I do that?
That's
again?
Pretty good.
Oh my pod.
That's pretty good.
I mean, how do you? That is just so good. So the and apparently, I love this. This whole, you got to read the articles. Like, ready to get hot and heavy? Slip on your headphones. Audio porn.
Imagine just, you're like looking around the train. Like, I know what that guy's listening to.
I mean, he may be listening
to fucking sweating.
Yeah, he's listening to the new genre of X-rated erotic recordings. It's the latest tool.
All right, stop with the voice,
intimate,
man.
Exploration. I can't. Stop. I need to know which ones to listen to. But no,
get out of here.
Well, apparently, for anybody who does, there's sexy startups like Quinn, Dipsy, and Furley. Who are these companies? I can just make up a word.
Stop.
It's insane. So this is apparently we are not one of these. This podcast is not.
No, we're not an X-rated podcast.
I don't think we're podcast. We could be dad porn. Well, so I was funny. I was going to write a. I was trying to write a funny. It was not going to be Instagram thing, but I was like, I wanted to say move over podcast porn, and welcome dad porn. And then I was like, that's not good.
Jesus,
that's not a. I don't think that would work for us. But I thought if anybody out there is listening to that, let us know. And if not, guys, start searching on your favorite. I'm sure it's on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Yeah. Podcast porn is now available everywhere.
Apparently,
whatever you want. Okay, well, Danny, what's happening?
They could find us.
Wait, no. What's happening next week? For people who are just listening to this episode, Thanksgiving is next week.
Yeah.
We may have a special episode where we're gonna dress up as pilgrims.
I would rather dress up as Native American. They're badass.
You could be Sacagawea and I'll be.
Sacagawea was a girl.
But you can't dress in drag?
No.
Oh, well.
I would be Squanto.
And then I'll be John Smith.
Sure.
I was Pocahontas, but I don't think he was just the guy Pocahontas who tried to kill Pocahontas, I think.
Yeah.
We didn't do our Halloween costume, so don't hold out hope for this, everybody.
That's what I was going to say that, but I figured I would just leave that out there.
Yeah. Thank you again for listening to this to us. Danny and I would not be waking ourselves up from falling asleep with our children to record this podcast if it wasn't for our fans.
Yeah,
and if it wasn't
still
for
the, be asleep right now.
I could have been asleep an hour ago. Same. So
now I'm fucking up.
I know. Well, now listen, I have to do some creative editing. So
now Vinny's gonna go listen to podcast porn.
Now I gotta listen to some podcast porn. Maybe we'll help. Maybe, I should find a clip of one and play it in the beginning of this.
Please don't.
I do appreciate it. And I know Thanksgiving's next week, but I'm thankful for it. Leave a review. I don't know. They say it helps us, our podcast. We're not sure why it does, but if it does, tell a friend.
It's all about the interaction. The
and share, just write something about us on Instagram and tag your friends, tag us and see if you can get somebody else to listen. Cause we want to get bigger than we're trying to, grow our listenership, and it's big.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna, and we need things to be thankful for. Right now, we're thankful for our fans, but we'd like to be thankful for more fans.
Yeah, like we want to be thankful for our book getting on the New York Times bestseller list.
That's for when we awesome. Write said book,
there's big developments there. You just don't pay attention to me.
You say a lot.
I do say no. I do have updates. I'm getting very organized with my thoughts.
Yeah.
I have it brand new.
I haven't been organized with my thoughts since I was in the womb.
No, I'm going to make this super easy for you, Danny, and it's going to blow your mind and blow our fans. People are going to be blown everywhere. Everybody's going to be blown away.
On that note,
it'll be a good time. Okay, that's a peace out, everybody. We love you. Bye.